This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. Protesters are gathering across the U.S. to decry President Donald Trump's declaration of a national emergency to fund his planned U.S.-Mexico border wall. Organized by the liberal group Move On and others, the President's Day demonstrations assailed the declaration as undemocratic, anti-immigrant, and based on a non-existent emergency. Protester Bishop Garrison says it does nothing to make the country safer.
This is a wall that neither Mexico nor Congress want to pay for, that the American people do not want, and that will not make our nation any more secure.
The declaration shifts billions of dollars from military construction to the border. The move came after Congress didn't approve as much as Mr. Trump wanted for the wall. President Trump is firing back after a former FBI official went public with a bombshell claim. He suggested Monday that key law enforcement officials engaged in treasonous activity when they considered invoking a constitutional amendment to remove him from office. AP's Rita Foley explains.
Andrew McCabe, the fired FBI deputy director, has a new book out. And during an interview on CBS's 60 Minutes, he said that Rod Rosenstein, now the deputy attorney general, once raised the idea of invoking the 25th Amendment to remove Donald Trump from office. The president calls this illegal and treasonous, and tweets it looks like they were planning a very illegal act and got caught. Rosenstein, by the way, is the man who initiated Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Rita Foley, Washington.
The White House says Mr. Trump will warn members of the Venezuelan military Monday they'll be left in poverty if they continue to support socialist President Nicolas Maduro instead of the American-backed interim leader Juan Guaido. Mr. Trump is set to speak to the Venezuelan-American community in Miami, Florida, to voice strong support for Guaido, who's been recognized by several European and South American countries. This